Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Bearing a Flag. Went away, you say, away for a while. Now we're back. Back, you say, back for a long time. Maybe not. I don't know. How long are we going to be here for, Ben? I don't know. Ben's not saying anything. He's sitting down, saying nothing. Yeah, yes. Well, the reason we've been away is a mutiny of sorts. Well, not a mutiny, more of a rediscovering of identities within our company. Well, you see, I like to call it a little sit-down tea and crumpets. Well, not crumpets, scones. Scones are better than crumpets. Sitting down, we're going to discuss that. We're going to say who's who, where's what, and why. Anyway, we have a new cast. Cast here today. Same old faces, new one as well. Column's gone. Column died. He went to a different country and died of leukemia. Yes, leukemia, I believe it was. Some sort of cancer, anyway. Now, if I'd like to introduce you, David, Ben, and another Ben, but we're not going to call him Ben. We're going to call him BJ, because Ben is already taken. So, shall we continue with the show?
Guys, how's it been growing? Should we go around the horn and feel people have been gaming?
Do you really want this episode to be 2 hours long? You know how crazy I've been over the games I've been buying recently.
Just skim over the little ones and then...
Okay, well, I bought 5 football games just to fill up a shelf, which I'm never ever going to play. I've been playing through Medal of Honor, the new-ish one that everyone said was crap, but multiplayer is actually quite good. But anyway, I've also been playing Dirt 3, Shift 2 Unleashed, and some Killzone 3 with you, David.
Killzone's fun as ever. You got kicked yesterday in our last match. I ended up doing really well until right at the end when they started dominating us. Because BJ,
you've played a lot of games. That's a lot of games I've played.
That's a lot of
games. In like the last month, I've played Portal 2. That's pretty much it. And then, like, obviously, older games like Halo Reach and FIFA and stuff like that.
It's always good to go back and play the ones you haven't played for a while. I've been playing Wipeout Fury, actually. I got about 3/4 of the way through that. Starting to get to the point where it's getting a little challenging on some of them. Not much, but yeah. Also, you know, I've been having people around lately, so going on like multiplayer games quite a bit, like Rock Band and MotorStorm.
I don't know how you can play games like that anymore.
Crash Team
Racing. Oh god! Don't ever want to see another Guitar Hero or Rock Band controller ever again.
Well, I hadn't played it in like a year and a half, or like 2 years or whatever. And I just picked it up. I was like, hey, look, my controller still works. Apparently, even though it was broken before. And then, you know, every time I come around recently to play that,
I love that game. That game's so fun.
It's so good. Also have like loads and loads of DLC tracks, so it's like if I stop playing it, it's just a waste.
You're instantly losing money.
I am.
It's true.
Okay, let's move on to them. Like, well, not news really, just E3 episode. Let's move on to E3. Right.
Big three.
Yeah, for a big E3.
Biggie.
We're going to go in the order on which they presented their press conferences. We're going to talk about Microsoft first. So, they started off today. Did you guys actually watch the whole press conference? I think, BJ, you didn't, but I don't know about you, Ben.
Nope.
No, I was at work that day.
But you know all the stuff that, like, Kathy's seen on the trailer and stuff. It was quite funny at the beginning because they start off and it's all, everything, the lights go out and the screen comes on and it's like... Modern Warfare 3 noises, and you know, there's a dude standing there playing it, and then within 2 seconds of gameplay, it goes, bloop, reconnect controller. To which point, I think they switched to video, so, which was a real kind of, broke out at the moment. But, it was an alright bit of gameplay, and they announced that the DLC, as always for Call of Duty, is going to come to 360 first.
Yeah, but the Activision own that sort of until like the 360 actually like is replaced with a new one. I think they own that license for exclusives early for quite a while.
Oh wow! Could you imagine if this Call of Duty just bombed and then like fuck, we spent so much on that?
Nah, I in all honesty, if this one bombs, Activision are fucked because they're putting Call of Duty Elite into it, aren't they?
I mean, that's... I'm not even sure how good that's going to be. I mean, it seems a lot of people describe it as being Bungie.net.
Don't know. We'll have to wait and see. The beta starts in July, I believe. And I have subscriptionated myself on the 360 and PlayStation, so fingers crossed, we should have some sort of... Yeah.
Like, bugger out your time, we're going to play that Uncharted 3 beta.
Sure.
It comes out, like, on a Wednesday, and then...
Oh, I can't play it then. Sorry, I have to work. Sorry, David. Can't play it until it comes out.
But, I mean, Cameron's going away to, like, New Zealand for a month, and Andrew's going to Cinebars for a month. So you're the one.
Who's going where?
Cinebox. He goes up like every year or some shit with him.
Oh, I was going to say, is that some sort of Japanese sort of place?
Cinebox.
Cinebox.
Oh.
Tanklai, hey, Cinebox. Paco.
Cinebox. Paco.
You want to go for a bike ride?
Oh, Cinebox. Paco.
You want to dried baby skin?
No. Alright, so they showed off kind of very few cool stuff, but what they showed a lot of was Kinect stuff. I like to call Kinect casual shit.
As it is written here. In fact, no, it's written Kinect casual shit. Yeah. With a question on
it. It's hard to portray that, isn't it? Shit?
Shit?
Okay, some of the stuff was good, some of the stuff was bad.
I cannot wait for Dance Central.
Yeah, Dance Central 2 then.
Dance Central is...
announced.
Which Dance Central's awesome.
Yeah, it's I haven't played it myself. I'm not really into that sort of shit. But
I
know a
lot of people. Sort of thing, David.
Hmm?
I think I'm great at it.
So,
you've got the moves.
Have you played it then?
No.
Not Dance Central 2, obviously. I played the first one. Yeah.
Well, number 2 adds co-op gameplay. Well, let's say co-op, two player. So two people can dance at once, shaking around, doing those moves. I mean, the most thing I've ever done is Dance Dance Revolution.
All right, tiny segue. Which company had Mr. Caffeine in it? Was it?
That was Ubisoft? Ubisoft, yeah.
Oh, man. He was brilliant.
That was so retarded. I love Wayne's World so much, I'm going to mention it every 5 minutes. Mini segue, I'm so imagining a giant dude going around in like a child segue. Like, this thing is too small. Help me.
And he can't like Arnold for some reason.
Exactly.
Did you know Arnold recently split up with his, or had a divorce with his wife?
I did not know that, no.
Yes.
This makes me sad.
Right, Ben, why don't you take over? Explain about the Kinect games and shit. Go.
Kinect casual shit. Well, there's going to be a Disney game.
Yes, there is. Did you see the casual Disney game?
Nope.
You didn't see the...
I told you, I didn't see the E3 press conference. I was at work.
Well, all right. Okay. Literally, it's coming to all platforms, except it's the best one looks like... I say the best one, Jesus Christ. No, the one that looks least shit is going to be on Kinect, because obviously you get to move your arms and body. Imagine a Disney theme park, right? You know, Disneyland, Disney World. And when you go on one of the rides, it starts. It's not an actual theme park ride. It's you do a mini game sort of thing. Like, you might be rolling down in a giant ball in Alice in Wonderland's world, or you might be flying around in Peter Pan world and shit like that. And that, to me, it looked utterly shit.
Can't wait. It's going to be great.
Oh my god, I would shoot them in the... I don't know how Microsoft still don't get how bad their actors they hire are. Do you remember last year? Skittles! Go Skittles! Oh god, it's fucking awful.
Fist bump! Oh no, what was it? They had that really, really weird term for like high-fiving each other. Was it fist bump? I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's not a weird term. He goes, the little kid went, fist bump. And then, Jesus Christ. Even, did you see the guys who were doing the football, like the American football?
Yeah.
Where they were pretending to be really, really into it. And it was so sad.
I watched highlights of it, and you could just see them just, like, breaking down on the inside, just trying to stay in character. You could see them breaking down. You can see them just, like... losing the will to live slowly, and like, you know,
you'd see Microsoft taking their soul through their noses as they danced around.
How many did his soul for with my child benefits?
But really, they were fired for Microsoft, Ben. Did they have a soul in the first place?
It's like you walk along the street and there's some dude that goes, do you need money? You're like, I suppose I could use some money. And then horns grow on his head. And he's like, sign here. That's what you end up doing for the rest of
life. I could sell my soul for a PR job at Microsoft.
You could do worse things.
Yeah, you could.
You move to New Zealand.
I was just about to say that.
Oh yeah, quite the opposite to the, in contrast, you know, to the Disney game was the Sesame Street game. Okay, again, it's kind of targeted to the kids. This one seems to be like a little younger kids. Now, this is real casual shit, but at the same time, I was watching it thinking, if I had like a 3, 4, 5 year old kid, I would buy this and play it with him. It's being made by Tim Schafer and all the people at Double Fine, who made Brutal Legend and Costume Quest and that one where you're...
So they're basically just going to turn the five-year-old generation into a bunch of Jack Black wannabes.
Totally Sesame Street, dude. You get
Elmo, it better be.
Big Bird. It's not like Jack Black's like, yeah, let's rock the top.
Big Bird, voiced by Jack Black.
No, they're all voiced by the normal people who are doing
that. Oh, right.
Yeah, I mean... That looked kind of cute and quaint. And I mean, for really little kids, that looked pretty good. So I'd advise people out there, if you have kids, well, you're probably...
But then again, saying that...
You shouldn't knock them up so early.
Saying that, I mean, like, you know when kids have that strop, and they were like, they just sort of like wave their arms around like twats and sort of like kick and scream a bit? Just get them in front of dance, Just Dance 2, and then when they're doing that.
You mean Dance Central 2?
Oh, really?
Just Dance 2 is the Ubisoft one.
Oh.
Wii, which has sold, like, crazy amounts. Just Dance 1 was like just crazy amounts. Anyway,
my bad. But just get them in front of it on Dance Central 2 when they're sort of like kicking and screaming. You'll get high scores all over the place.
They announced two kind of more hardcore games around Kinect based. Fable the Journey, or Fable Journey, I'm not sure which one it is.
Or Fable 3.5.
Yeah, and the the footage they showed looked very... It was first person, which is weird, because Fable's a third-person action game. And it seemed to be on rails. Apparently it's not, but the whole... It looked very iffy. And, you know, it's like... You take Uncharted, and then you go, okay, let's make it a party game. You know, it's they stripped away everything that it is. They kept the character, sort of, like, style of it. And it's like, the fuck?
I mean, really, it's just going to come to it where, like, they're going to make a Kinect game where, like, the actual game isn't even played by you, apart from you're just sort of there waving in the background.
Literally, it's Halo the movie, except you sit down and every now and again, and if you don't laugh enough, it doesn't progress. It's a comedy, by the way.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
It's Master Chief. Or is it?
Oh my god,
audience,
it's
laugh.
Master Chief.
I refuse to laugh. And the other game was, well, it was kind of announced last year under a code name.
Forbidden Kingdoms.
It's actually going to be called Rise. That's the Spartan game. And when they made it out last year, it seemed like a real hardcore game, sort of, you know, sort of grease, and you get a sword and a shield, and killing shit, and there's blood
and
everywhere.
And snakes and stuff.
Yeah, but it's a Kinect game, so...
It's a Kinect game, so it's just going to be like Ricochet all over again, apart from you have a Spartan shield.
I don't know. It's the first hardcore game, isn't it, for Kinect? So it'll either bomb or it'll be quite popular. It depends how well they do it.
It's
a cult classic.
I would bet my left shoe that it'll bomb.
Are you wearing shoes at the moment?
No. I could wear shoes. I'm doing this in the street, by the way. I'm like in Leicester Square with like no shoes, begging for money. People will give me weird like, don't even look, man.
Hampden Park Cafe, it's David Williams.
Like, well, those are all kind of like casual games and shit. Moving on, they are the things that always interest me to do with Kinect. Like last year I was like, I didn't give a shit about the games, they all look really crappy, but when they mentioned all the kind of control stuff, it's like, hey look, you can tell your Xbox to do something and it'll do it. What they announced this year is they're bringing Bing to the Xbox, you know, via Kinect.
And YouTube, actually.
Oh, yeah, and YouTube
on anything.
YouTube's
totally unpopular. No one
uses
that. I
can get YouTube on my fridge, okay? Jesus Christ.
Well, apparently you can't get it on an Xbox yet.
you won't do it. Anyway, it's not like you would get Bing on a PC or any computer where you're trying to search the internet because they want to control everything you view on an Xbox. It's a lot more streamlined, a lot more user-friendly. You just say, like, Xbox Bing, and then, you say, Star Wars, and it'll show you all the Star Wars games and all the Star Wars movies.
Apparently, it's also got some sort of filter on it. So, when we were in school, if you ever searched something that was like slightly odd, it'd be like, say search blocked. Basically, anything that isn't Microsoft based will be say search blocked. So you can only search for Microsoft products on Bing.
I haven't heard that. I mean, it's only things you can access.
It's Microsoft. They have no souls.
If you watch like Netflix on it. If you have Netflix on your 360, say if you're in the States, and you say Xbox Bing, and then you go Indiana Jones, and then it will go, Indiana Jones is available on Netflix. Do you want to watch it on Netflix? And you're like, play Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And they'll do it. I mean, I think it looks pretty cool. I mean, it's a nice way to get, like, it makes finding something, like, that you want to buy or watch or whatever really easy.
So I could go, like, Xbox Bing, Uncharted 3, and it'd be like, cannot compute.
It'd be like, do you want to buy a PlayStation 3?
Yeah,
screw you.
Ring.
Xbox Live Bat.
Xbox Live Bat? Not that. That's amazing. We're sending people to your house to reprogram you. You know the bit in Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, right, where you hear the phone conversation with that dude complaining at his telephone company because he, like, turned onto the channel with information about his family, and they're like, oh, we sent someone around to deal with it. It's like, what? And you just hear, like silence, gunshots. It's like, oh, shit. You should have kept your mouth shut.
In fairness, though, this the Bing, like, to help you search for games you want to buy, would speed up quite a lot, because I've spent time trying to look at specific games and it takes forever. Because you have to scroll through all the menus and it's like, oh, fuck.
But is that doing it through... people still aren't going to want to do that because they are slightly overpriced. For example, Gears of War 1 is still £20.
Well, yeah, I mean...
the Xbox Live Marketplace.
It's also going to still be the same price and stuff. It's just... another thing about it kind of takes the weight off of buying stuff, which is really... I think that's a bad thing. I mean, I like all, like, Bing's doing. It's sort of... you know that... sort of, you don't realize how much you're spending stuff. It's like when you have a phone contract and you go over
it's like one click buying on the Mac App Store.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's like, oh, only 69p. Doodle Jump for the win. Oh, I spent 500 quid this
month. Oh, I just bought Doodle Jump 2, 3, 4, 5, Doodle Jump Christmas Edition, Doodle Jump Rio.
Actually, there's only one Doodle Jump there.
Actually, there's two Doodle Jumps.
Is there? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, well, fuck.
Should do more research, David.
I should do more research. I'm off to do Doodle Jump research. Fuck. I'm searching this right away. No, fuck it. Yeah, that's scary. Anyway, Bing looks awesome. You should look forward to it if you have a Kinect, if you have a 360.
Woo!
Yeah.
You don't have a Kinect.
I do.
I know you do, but he just went woo louder than you did.
I might be buying a Kinect this month.
Other than that, if I was on it, right, and I'm on, like, my home screen, hovered over, like, the game I want to play, and I've got the controller in my hand, I'm like, I could just press A, or Xbox Bing, Xbox, find this
Xbox
game.
Xbox Bing.
Xbox, play
Xbox
game.
Bing. Did you mean play music? Xbox
no.
Bing.
How well does the speech recognition work then? Because I'm always worried about that sort of stuff.
There is a lengthy process to make sure that it... calibrates your voice properly.
Right.
You have to recite the entire works of Shakespeare to it.
Pretty much, yeah. But then after that, yeah, it works pretty well. Depending on the acoustics of your room, usually about 90%, 95% of the time, it'll recognize it.
So that's about the same sort of accuracy as, say, Android Google search, stuff like that, Google voice search.
I haven't really used it.
You have used that? okay, moving on. More Kinect stuff, that's right. That's the whole press conference. Kinect.
God, it's like a never-ending turd. When the fuck
okay,
is it
they showed off... never... Oh, God. Colin would be in heaven there, wouldn't he? So they showed off some hardcore games with Kinect features. First of all, there was Ghost Recon, Future Soldier. No, not Future Soldier. What's the new one? I don't give a shit. Anyway, the news Ghost Recon. They showed you... the actual using the gun in game looked kind of awkward, and it looked like it wouldn't be that accurate. But when it was looking at the gun, in you know, it was customizing his gun, it was telling it to do stuff, and it was doing hand gestures to move stuff in and out. That looked pretty cool.
Actually, another game that's going to have a Kinect integration is Forza 4, which is going to be brilliant.
Last year, look, you can look around the car. This looks really interesting. I'm playing a racing game, and I'm looking at the stats of a
I'd much rather be looking around a menu system with Kinect than playing a first-person shooter or a driving game with it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. You can't really compare it to something else in the way that it's still shit. It's like, I mean, when you play a driving game, you want to drive around. You don't want to go,
yeah,
I wonder what the horsepower is on this car. I will check every stat of the engine. Look at its exhaust. I think it might need...
Well, saying that, David, I've just made a 1970 Nissan Datsun 510 on Forza 3 with 900 horsepower.
And yeah, I mean, horsepower you probably need to know, but I mean, that's kind of like...
I think it's...
You know, I care the weight of the vehicle.
Up to 60 in 2 seconds, and it's like a box car.
Anyway,
wow.
I'll have to get a picture of this box car for everyone to see.
At the same time, though, like if you have Kinect for the actual like customizing your car, where you can like
do
your own paint jobs and stuff, then that'll be sweet. Cause
no, you do, because have you ever played a Forza game? Then you have like layers on each body part of the car. So
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Is like the Kinect will be good for that, because I think when I was trying to do the,
it felt like such a drag doing it with the controller.
Yeah, so I reckon.
I like the connection menus. It's when it's used in game, it gets a little lefty. I mean, in games where it's not your whole body, right? I mean, say Ricochet. Oh, wait, what's... They renamed it to, I don't know. It's a thing with a red ball.
All bound.
Yeah.
They didn't call it Ricochet because it turns out it's a PSN game called Ricochet.
it's part of the package you get, isn't it? Kinect Sports or whatever it is, or Kinect Adventures.
Yeah, Kinect Adventures. Yeah, I mean, when you use your whole body there, it works. But it's like... I have to control.
Well, like that weird game we tried in Game Station, was it? Where you had to flap your arms to go upwards?
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No idea.
You have to, like, pop.
Yeah. Sort of have to pretend you're a bird and sort of let you move upwards and, yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this announced a more bigger thing than, like, Ghost Recon was Mass Effect 3 is getting a Kinect.
Oh man, I cannot wait to be shooting people with my hand shaped like a gun.
Pew! Well, that's not what it is. Pew! Pew! All it is voice commands. It's like,
oh really? Oh.
Yeah. You can use it in game for, you know, like, Jessica, move forward, or some shit like that. Or you can use it in the conversation tree, so you can be like, yes, I agree with that. And then it will activate that, rather than you know, moving the analog stick to the right and pressing A or X.
How funny would it be if the voice recognition on the actual game is terrible, and you're like, yes, I agree with that, and then you end up shooting someone in the head.
Fuck you, Kroger!
So funny. Please, don't kill me. Don't kill me. Okay, I won't kill you.
May or may not have completely neuro-dissolving disease that could kill you. No. You have selected? Yes.
Do you want to delete your save? No.
No.
You have selected yes. No, I clicked no. I'm pretty sure you clicked yes.
Are you sure? No. Okay, delete.
What would you like to do? Play game. Playing credits.
Delete from
home. Non-skippable. No, not... Oh, I've been here for 3 hours.
Skip credits. Did you say restart?
Did you say buy another copy of the game? No, I already have one copy. What would I do with two copies? Two copies being bought. No, I don't want two copies. Oh, no, I'll have three. Fine, three. Oh, my God.
There's no end.
Just unplug it.
Your mortgage has been taken over by BioWare Incorporated.
Anyway, the Mass Effect stuff looks cool, but a lot of people criticize it in a way that they're saying, oh, it could have just been done with a headset. What do you guys think about that?
I mean, totally true. In all honesty.
Well, yeah, it could, but still.
I think, really, when you take that opinion, you're more thinking about what Mass Effect Kinect adds to Kinect rather than what it adds to the Mass Effect experience.
Yeah. In all honesty, right now, all that Kinect is piggybacking off important games to try and get some renown until they can think of something that's actually original.
maybe the reason they didn't do it on just headsets is because then the then BioWare or whoever makes Mass Effect, I think it's BioWare, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. They would have to program all the speech recognition themselves, whereas maybe the Kinect does it all for them. Or something.
Yeah, I think it's that, and also Microsoft probably did a deal with them because you know it's like it's pushing Kinect and everything. I mean, you could have done it otherwise, but would you want to? I mean, you know, it gets people to buy Kinect, and it's a nice little feature. I'm not sure whether I prefer to say something or click to the right.
If not, that'll totally ruin it. If you just like casually in a party. Just sort of like talking to your friends. It's like, Jessica, what? No, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the game. God.
Actually, I was thinking the like sort of reverse of that in similar sort of wavelength in the fact that if, you know, someone's playing a game, you're like, Xbox, shut down. And they're like, no, I'm safe. Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure you'd entirely do that, but...
No, you
seriously,
could.
Someone else in the room, they could fuck it up for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd still be there around, like...
Yeah, they probably could.
Someone's house.
But then again,
like,
I mean...
Do you want to save the Gek or whatever? And it's like, no. No, I want to save them, you asshole.
Mass Effect isn't usually a game you play with lots of people around, though, is it? It's not really a multiplayer experience.
Well, no, it's more like, you know, when you play a single-player game and there are, like, people watching. I watched Colin play Mass Effect 2 for, like, a huge...
You found it more fun watching him than playing it, didn't you?
Yeah, it's not really a game I like to play. I mean, the controller can't get around. Mass Effect 1 was unplayable for me, and Mass Effect 2 was... It was all right, but...
Mass Effect 1 was brilliant on PC.
I played Mass Effect 1 for about half an hour on Xbox, and then I was like, I can't take this. I quit. I was really looking forward to playing it too.
I can't take this backwards-ass controller.
It wasn't the controller, it was the controls in the fucking game. And like how your character moves and shit, I was like, oh my god, I want to just rip the controller in half. Anyway... Okay, moving on to the hardcore news.
Round over.
Halo is back in a big way.
I am orgasming.
Yep. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get Halo 4 on a midnight launch because it probably, I mean, come on, it probably will be a midnight launch. No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear my Halo 3 Finish the Fight t-shirt, but I'm just going to tape over Finish the Fight and red masking tape.
Finish the Fight. Again.
Yeah, you can just write again underneath it.
It's going to come to Halo 6, and it's going to be like Halo 3, Finish the Fight, comma, we mean it this time.
So yeah, they announced Halo 4. They also said it's the start of a new trilogy. So it's going to be Halo 4, then Halo 5, then Halo 6. Also, I like they showed off a CGI trailer for it, and it was... I still think that the giant ship at the end is the Death Star. kind of jumping towards...
There's some pretty cool stuff in that trailer, though.
Yeah, what do you guys think of the trailer? I mean, BJ, you're a real big fan of Halo, so you probably picked up on the stuff we didn't.
Yeah. There's this little weapon thing.
Mass Chief was in it. I didn't notice that.
He's got like this little new gun, pistol gun. It looks customizable because he screws something on to it at the end, and it made big explosions and stuff. It's quite cool.
Can you put a blender on the end of it?
I don't know, there's only one way to find out.
Hey guys, Master Chief, will it blend?
Will it blend? That is the question.
He also has a jetpack when he wakes up, which is weird because he didn't have it when he went to sleep. So who knows what Cortana's been doing to him while he sleeps.
Chief!
That circular kind of platformy thing in the middle, and there's a little hologram of Cortana, and then he takes that thing out, puts it on his helmet. Is that like holding Cortana? That's
it's like a USB stick. Hologram in it.
Okay,
that's
for that.
Except for in Halo 1, where he had it, but you couldn't see it because the graphics were so shitty.
But that's okay, because.
It was 1999.
Because why, BJ? Why? Why
should we? We're making Halo 1.
Oh my god. So if you haven't played
Halo. Did you see that very technical thing we just did there?
Yeah. No. That wasn't even set up either.
No, it wasn't. No, that was kind of weird. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Yeah, it's got a up res sort of look to it. You know, it's going to be HD, but it's not really. It kind of looks. It looks a lot better. But it's not, like, really, like, this gen it's now.
Not brilliant. Sort
of I think they've sort of done that on purpose, though, so that it doesn't feel like a different
nostalgia
game.
Factor.
Yeah, definitely. And they kept all the physics are the same, all the code, everything, so it plays exactly the same. And to prove it, they made a thing so that you can literally, if you just press one button on the controller, I don't know which one it'd be, but you know, say you press back or something, and the look will switch from new and improved to old and busted.
It'd be quite interesting. If they can actually do that without there being any loading or anything like that.
There will probably be a hell of a lot of loading, or I don't know, loads of
there'll be a lot of rendering,
layering textures over each other, loading. Possibly.
I think it will just, you know, it'll just re-render all over it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, but re-rendering will take some time.
They've done it in previous games, like
they've done it on some Xbox Live Arcade games, but they are infinitely more simple than AM.
Yeah, you got a good one. I mean, it depends on the size of the. Like the amount of pixels and the.
Especially, say, in the first level where you crash land. Not spoiling the 10-year-old game for anyone or anything, but.
It's been out a
that's
year.
The second level. That's the second level.
Is it?
Second level, mate.
Oh, yeah. The second level you crash. It's like a huge landscape. It's like, yes, this will take some time.
Okay, also, yeah, just say Halo 4 and obviously the other two in the sequel are being made by 343 Industries, which apparently, BJ, you said they are. Also did a lot of stuff in some of the other Halos. But obviously, they're Bungie.
Well, a lot of the staff used to work for Bungie. The lead writer for Halo 1, Halo 2 works for them, which is and Halo 3 actually, Frank O'Connor. He's the lead writer there now, so you know the story will be faithful.
They change everything. It turns out they pull a Samus, Master Chief, like yeah. John Etta.
Master Chief is actually a girl. Called Joanna.
Would not surprise me at all. It's Microsoft after all.
And then actually, like, as soon as you realise 117 is actually Joanna, her breastplate keeps falling off.
Gross.
Funnily enough, she doesn't have a crutch plate anymore in the trailer, so you never know.
Oh my god.
Doesn't need to protect anything. Yeah.
Maybe Cortana and John got it on.
This is actually Master Chief's baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Baby Chief. Oh my god, that'd be such a funny game. Baby Chief, you're a baby Master Chief. Got off like...
You're a baby Chief.
It's a Kinect game. Okay, moving on from Halo, Gears of War 3.
Game no, player. You missed out Modern Warfare 3 DLC.
I already mentioned that earlier.
Oh, yeah.
We said that already.
Owned. So what was I talking about? Oh yes, Gears of War 3. They showed gameplay off at the press conference. It was the footage on the boat, you know, with the giant monstery thing that they showed.
David, I'm on a boat.
I believe you are. There's this sort of theme with boats this E3, right? So Gears of War, they're on a big ass boat. Uncharted 3, they're on a big ass boat. The, you know, the Wii U. I'm going to chuck it off a big-ass boat when I buy one.
But,
yeah. Anyway, the gameplay looked pretty good. Impressive. It had this thing where it's like a four-player co-op, but they only showed off two players playing at once. One of them got into a sort of mech suit, kind of a smallish mech suit, and the other one just ran along just as, you know, the normal guy. And at points, one of them could kind of change their mech into, like, sort of more of a compressed state, and the other one would kind of use them as cover, which I thought was a cool thing. They fought this giant boss, which they didn't really end up killing. It died in like a cinematic with like tickers being dropped on it. I mean, it's really just more of this game should have come out by now, but they delayed it. So I mean, they weren't supposed to be at E3 at all. I definitely think it was better than the one they showed last year, which I didn't like at all. What they showed last year was shit. I think the game's going to be great. It's just, it was boring footage for like E3.
I have to admit, I'm not really looking forward to it. I know that sounds odd, but I'm just not really that pumped for Gears 3, even though I've enjoyed Gears 1 and 2.
Is it because it's not coming out on the Wii U?
Yes. Yes, David. Even though, speaking of using Xbox properties on the Wii U, Don't you remember the story that went out?
What do you mean story? It said it in the bottom of the screen.
Did it? I didn't realise. No, it couldn't have, because...
Yeah, alright, it said it at one point on the screen.
Oh, did it? Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from Microsoft, you talked about.
No, not yet.
Rewind.
Minecraft is coming to the Xbox.
That is a big thing in this, you're right.
That's Minecraft is also coming to the Xperia Play.
Yeah, it's coming to PlayStation. PlayStation Phone,
though. No, Xperia Play.
But yeah,
I
have Minecraft.
Yeah, so Minecraft's coming to Xbox 360. It's going to be on a disc, obviously. Well, yeah, they said it's going to be. I don't know whether it'll be a downloadable as well, but they didn't say the price.
It's such a waste to be on a disc because the game is barely 150 megs yet.
But yeah, I mean, so it'll. I don't know, it might be downloadable. They haven't said the price. You never know. It could be like £15. Could be 60. I mean, 60,
well, it pretty much
pounds.
Is £15 right now. So
yeah, but. It's a really
but
good
no, the full game, I believe, is going to be double game. Price, isn't it? So it'll be about 30-ish, maybe?
Maybe.
Because you do get a large-ish chunk off for buying it in beta stage.
Oh, yeah. It's coming out of beta in the fall.
On Xbox?
I mean, the coming out of beta in this fall for like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Normal platforms. Okay, is there anything else we missed at all? A robot passing
into E3. Think of.
You were last year, right, with Kevin Butler came out on the PlayStation thing. If I was him, I would have suggested that he come in, right, in an Iron Man suit, in the exact... You drop down from the ceiling, like, really fast. I mean, because they made that movie. They could do that shit. And it comes up like Kevin Butler, like, "Ooh, didn't think I was going to fit in that."
And then you have like the women dancing around him and stuff, like you do at the start of Iron Man 2.
Yeah, but they're wearing like Kevin Butler suits.
Yeah. Like Kevin Butler,
and we're like, and holding a PlayStation Moves to light up their hands.
Oh dear, I that would be the worst press conference ever, but the best.
It'd be bad, but good.
Oh no, it would be bad, but it would be a guilty pleasure, definitely.
Yeah.
I think it would become everyone's guilty pleasure.
Teenagers fap to it everywhere.
Oh, I hate the word fap. Anyway, talking of fapping, Sony's press conference. They started off with gameplay footage from Uncharted 3. Said on a boat.
On a big-ass boat.
It's a big-ass bitch.
Big-ass boat.
So you're in this giant kind of... I describe it as a cruise ship. It had like a pool and a chandelier and shit.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, I thought it was a container ship.
It's out at sea. There's you can see the waves are rocking the boat. You can see the waves. The water in the pool is going back and forth. The chandeliers are going back and forth. It's all very cinematic.
Yeah, there's quite a good pattern here. Everything's going back and forward.
It looked really good. I mean, it showed us some more, like, cinematic stuff from it. At one point he starts, like, drowning and he has to move through. And he gets trapped under something, he has to push it off of him. It looks visually impressive, but you can tell it's not, like, finished yet.
Yeah.
I mean, they showed previous things that look really good. Especially, like, a bit of Uncharted 2 looks so much better than what they showed now, so they're going to polish it up. But, I mean, it still looks amazing. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
my question is, how did he get onto a big ass boat from the desert?
That's a fucking question. Apparently,
he's
not in the desert for the entire game.
He's
in
that big ass
small
boat
section. He's going to be in England, France, obviously on the big ass boat. He's going to be in Arabia. There's that one clip in the trailer right at the end where he's on the, he's kind of falling off the plane.
Yeah. But then again, you never know. He might have been traveling on the big ass boat to get to the Hindenburg, which crashed in the desert.
No, I doubt that. I think that the plane probably crashed in the desert.
That's sort of a good guess, considering, he was walking away from a big crash.
I know, right? they also showed off the trailer, a new trailer for it. Personally, I think the first, like, 10 seconds of the trailer is, like, really badly cut. Like from stuff the little clips they chose, and it's just it looked really like, I mean, the gameplay and stuff in there looked great, but it just wasn't presented really well compared to like the previous trailers they've done. but it showed us some neat little things. Like apparently Elena's got a wedding ring on, or a engagement ring. So, you know, who could Draco propose?
Sully, you dirty bastard.
The humor's still in it. Like, at the end, Elena comments about, they're like in a room, and then she's like, oh, maybe we should go see that rug merchant. And he's like, what do we need with rugs? And he's like, wasn't a rug merchant? Because, you know, they need guns. It's like, honestly, that was really good. I'm looking forward to it. They also showed off the co-op and the some more competitive stuff. The co-op looks great. I mean, three players like it was in the previous one, but obviously you can do split screen on one of the, you know, on the at least one console. there's like a captured treasure and also there's one gameplay clip they showed where you're climbing up a building and, you know, what was that game with the jetpack? Something with the Dark Void. Yeah, it's sort of that sort of style where you're climbing up, but at the same time you're shooting at people above you, you know, all sorts of stuff like that. It looked really good.
But does he have a jetpack?
No, he's climbing up a wall like you would in Uncharted 2, but you're also shooting up and taking cover and stuff, but you're climbing upwards. Also, you can use your boosters in co-op, which is new.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is great, because, you know, I mean, everyone wants to turn into a load of spiders and kill someone in co-op. Or turn into a puff of smoke, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, I still don't really understand how they're going to incorporate that.
Just say, no matter what you're playing, team deathmatch or normal deathmatch, it's going to be a fucking free-for-all.
That's pretty good. They also added in the 2v2v2, which I'm looking forward to. Me and...
So, team doubles for anyone who's played Halo 3.
Yeah, I mean...
multi-team, I believe.
Multi-team, yeah.
Anyway, they also showed there was one part of the trailer showed real quick. It was him holding a torch, and there were the spiders which he turned into a multiplier like all around him. So I assume you have to shine them because they were running away from the light. I assume that'll be like a section where, you know, you have to shine the light on them, otherwise they'll kill you.
Eat you.
Which was pretty cool.
Oh, well.
All the sneaky section and stuff. It's going to be quite a good thing. All right, moving on. Resistance 3. They showed off the multiplayer, and they showed off a CG trailer. Did you guys see anything to do with that?
No.
I didn't think so. I'm more into Resistance than I know you guys are.
Not really into Resistance at all.
I still haven't completed Resistance 2, and I've had it for about 6 months now.
Well, I love the story. It's just so, amazing. It's like mutant alien things and, you know, changed history. It's perfect. It's brilliant. Anyway, the multiplayer looks really good. They're using like perks and you know, that you get like a award for pretty much everything you do. You know, it's like
everyone seems to be using perks these days.
You did this, you did that, you planted the bomb, you know, shit like this. And it looks really good for that. They show up a really cool weapon as well, and
called the beat a game button. You press it and you win.
Then you win. Actually, they showed up another weapon, which was, you know, in Halo Reach, where you use that weapon that shoots the green things. You literally lock onto them and it shoots like the three green things that explode when they hit them. You promise?
You mean the
blue
plasma launcher, which is blue.
Oh, yeah. Blue, green, it's all the same. Maybe I must have messed it up with that other thing that shoots green.
You weren't wearing 3D green and red glasses at the time, were you? And winking.
Why I could only see like none of the screen. Okay, they also showed off stuff like Starhawk. They showed off a Sly Cooper trailer, which is a little comical, but, you know, Sly Cooper's not really for any of us. At one point, Ken Levine came onto the stage and announced that they're bringing Move to Bioshock.
They're bringing Move to Bioshock.
All right, UK so adventure. The agenda is slightly typoed on the one fucking section.
I cannot wait for Bioshock, the Balls of Steel edition to come out.
All it is there's a boy in the middle of the ocean, you know, like one
who's getting shot by electricity and electric eels.
It's not like a
and
kid,
it's infinite it's because it lasts forever. It lasts as
and
long
you
as
control
your
the torture with your controller.
Yeah, and you have to protect a woman. And you're also in the sky, apparently. Bioshock Infinite's going to have Move support. Apparently, it's going to be separate from the main experience, Ken Levine said. And it's going to be good, not shit. So hopefully we can trust him.
You know, that's a...
okay. Someone who's trying to sell the game is here.
Only everything was good and not shit. God.
But no, if you like watch interviews with Ken Levine and stuff, he looks like a real, I mean, he's one of those, he's got a lot of character to him. He seems like, I mean,
you know, he could be a used car salesman and he could probably sell you a used car. Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Actually, I love David Jaffe as a used car salesman. Watch out, buy this car. It is the shit. This thing's fucking awesome. I mean, you don't buy this car, you're a fucking pussy. Get the fuck out. No,
you don't buy this car, I'm not going to let you buy this shit. Gay.
It's like, no, but I want the car. Fine, you want to buy the car? Fine. $10,000. I don't have to. I'm get so the fuck out. Confused. He's the guy who he made Twisted Metal and God of War.
Okay.
He's a director for the original ones of those. He's also making the new Twisted Metal. He's like the main guy in Eat, Sleep, Play.
I swear that game's been in development forever.
No, it's been in development like 3 years.
Yeah, forever.
No one's going to surpass Duke Nukem, so...
yeah, good point.
But no, 3 years is like 2-3 years is average for a game. Whereas a movie you can film in a year, but you have to have like a year's worth of advertisement and... maybe some more for...
I don't know. Big Rig was made in 8 weeks. And that was a pretty good game, right?
Shut up. Anyway, more move stuff. I mean, they didn't mention that much move stuff. There was that new move game with... Shit, we're not going to mention that. Anyway, Little Big Planet 2 is getting a move update in the fall. It will allow you
to... I thought it already had move. I thought... Or was that...
No, it was that.
Prehistoric moves.
Yes, that was that. And they were planning to bring it to it, but they can do it at time. So you will get a load of levels with it. You'll also be able to use it in creative mode. You'll be able to...
Wow, they've been taking their time with it, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to make it good. So, I mean, it's free as an update, so
it
should be pretty good. I mean, Little Big Planet's one of the games I can see it working for, you know? I mean,
I know. If it works like prehistoric moves, it will be pretty good.
Yeah, prehistoric moves work well. How about that? Yeah. Moving on from PlayStation 3 to PlayStation Vita. Yeah, how about that for a name?
Actually, we haven't said that it was renamed from the NGP to PlayStation Vita either.
Well, we're not calling it the NGP anymore.
Oh, no, that's what I mean.
We will.
It's been renamed.
We'll slip up. Okay, and if we call it that, just replace it in your head. So Vita. Although a lot of people commented that Vita is a stupid-ass name, which I agree.
It really is. It doesn't connote portable gaming at all. It means life, which you know, doesn't help at all. It's living. I hope.
PlayStation, get a life.
Oh, man. How can I do that? Those are not mutually exclusive.
They're going to use it. You know they're going to use it.
PlayStation Vita, get a life.
Hey, Timmy, where are you going? I'm going to get a life. Anyway, yeah, it's called the PlayStation Vita. The Vita. Yeah, you know those little snack thing.
Look, Vitty crackers.
Yes. And it has this little panda bear called Vinny. It's a spokesman. Okay. Vinny just wins. I love that fucking panda. Anyway, it's called the PlayStation Vita. I think a lot of people are going to refer to the as the PSV, which, you know, a lot better than the Vita. It's coming out sometime in the fall, which is a worldwide release date.
You know, at like first, when I read that first, I thought it said,
come on,
release window revealed, £250 to £300 fail.
Oh, did I write pounds? Sorry, that was supposed to be dollars. 200. That's 250 or 300.
That'll be about
depending on what you buy the Wi-Fi or the 3G
one. Which is really cheap, actually.
Actually, I expect. Okay, here's my prediction for the price here because they announce it in euros and they usually stiff us a little. So what I think is the $250 one will be £220. And then, you know, the 300.
But when you said they were going to screw us over, I thought you said, well, the 250 one would be about £350.
Oh, no, it doesn't even make sense. But yeah, the pricing is pretty good because it has a lot of tech in there. And, you know, a lot of people are going, ooh, yes, I'm an analyst and I say it should cost £400. Yes, you know, dollars, whatever. Who gives a shit?
Man, Sony must Reese's be losing money on this thing. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
I'm not really a fan of portable gaming, so it doesn't really interest
me. Neither was I until I got my PlayStation phone.
Well, I used to play a lot of
I got my iPhone.
PSP and then I lost it.
That doesn't count.
Get out.
You casual normie.
Yeah, I mean, I can't play Angry Birds for more than 3 minutes without putting it down and going, "This, I can't take this." It's just not fun at all. I can't get my head around it. But I know a lot of people criticize the original PSP because they were saying, oh, it's like you don't want to sit down and play like a 8-hour game while you're on the go. when, you know, that's what I really loved about it. Rather than like, ooh, a mini game. I don't want to play fucking.
That just depends on people's opinions, really.
Yeah, I know, it's really what you like. I mean, that's what I'm like. Anyway, they announced a lot of games for it. Well, announced, they showed off a lot of games for it. There's Uncharted Golden Abyss, which is, it's not being made by Naughty Dog, it's being made by the people who made, the Resistance Retribution for PSP.
So they'll probably be shocking them.
Hmm?
It'll probably be shocking.
I don't get it.
Like, bad.
Bad.
Oh, right.
No, that wasn't a pun in there, David. It's just going to be shit.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, bad. It's like you're talking about Bioshock, it's going to be shocking, man. I'm like, what?
Bioshock is going to be shocking.
Just bad.
Pretty decent. I mean, you can use conventional controls or you can use the touch controls. I mean, they.
Or you can fondle the back of the device.
I mean, what I really hate in Uncharted, it's annoying at some points, is when you try to jump to one thing, and there's the very, there are like two sections in the game where there'll be this really hard jump that you can't get just because, you know, I don't know, it's like about the one bit and you'll jump to the wrong bit and you're like, fuck! You know, whereas in this you could just touch it and there you are. Or like when you melee someone, you can use the touch screen.
You can just punch your PS Vita.
Or you see a weapon you want, you just click the weapon. Which, I mean, it's kind of good. They also showed off Super Stardust Delta. Now, Super Stardust
pretty good.
On the PS3 or Super Stardust HD is like one of the best PSN games. It's great. I mean, us guys are playing like blows around mine.
I cannot wait for Super Stardust Gamma to come out on the PlayStation Vita 2.
Anyway, Delta's a totally new experience. It's not like rehashed one or anything. It looks pretty good. Pretty much looks like the same thing. They've tweaked some stuff. I mean, obviously it's different levels. It's a sequel, you know. It's probably going to be pretty good. Also shown off was Sound Shapes. Now, this one seems very interesting. It's made by the guy who made Everyday Shooter. And it's like, okay, you create a sort of like a kind of tune. And then you play the level. And it creates a level based off the tune. And it's a huge musical sort of thing about it.
It's
sort of like audio surf, but
yeah, it's like not a platform. You go around as a little circle-y thing. It's really hard to explain. Go watch a video of it. It looks pretty interesting. Am I going to get it? No.
Down.
It looks pretty interesting.
Shapes.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Also, Wipeout. I think it's
Wipeout
2084 or some shit. I don't know the name of it, but it's Wipeout something. It's coming to the PSV. It's got whole new levels, and, you know, so it's an actual sequel, it's not like a rehashed one. And a real great function of it is you can play the Wipeout Fury and Wipeout HD levels on the device, and you can play it, multiplayer for it is cross-platform. So you can be on the one of you on the PlayStation Vita, and one of you on a PS3, and you're playing a race again.
Nice.
And it'll probably be eight people. Yeah. And you can have mix and match who's on what. You can use the normal controls on it, you know, the DualShocks. You can use the gyrometer or whatever the fuck it's called.
Gyroscope and accelerometer controls.
Yeah, you can use those, or you just use standard controls, or they've got like a weird hybrid one, or, you know.
Or you can fondle the back of the device and control it like that.
Yeah. Also shown off with Little Deviants, which I can only say this. Mini games. okay, the last one, which I can at least remember, is called Ruin. Now, this one is a kind of dungeon crawler. And you pick like a class, say like a warrior or something, you go through. And it's got Dark Souls, where you can, it's got this weird sort of way of multiplayer, right? So someone could come into your game and attack.
You mean Demon Souls?
Yeah, Demon Souls. The sequel's called Dark Souls. I mixed it up. It's cool. So it's got a sort of thing like that. So you can
write on the ground, watch out for the giant pit, twat face, the giant pit in front of you.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, in Demon Souls, you can't write that. It would be watch out. Or pit ahead or something like that. Gives you
brilliant.
Yeah, it's so that you don't type whatever the fuck you want and it's time to just get around. Anyway, so you could be playing and then you create a dungeon of your own and you know, you can upgrade and stuff, and someone could come attack your dungeon, and you could, or you could attack someone else's dungeon, and you know, then you know, if you respond to someone attacking your dungeon really quickly and save your dungeon, you get loads of stuff for that. But if you don't, that's, you know, it's bad. Someone's
just they just raid your dungeon.
Exactly. Another unique function to this is you can swap your save between your via a cloud system between your PlayStation Vita version
to and the cloud. PlayStation
3 version. To the cloud! And it works within seconds. So you can be on your PlayStation Vita, save it.
Only if you have your wireless enabled PSV on the AT&T exclusively.
Okay, that's 3G in on AT&T in North America.
Yeah, I know. But everyone so loves AT&T down there.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people have problems with it. Although, I mean, it's Sony's a Japanese company. I mean, they should have looked into it way more, but it's just, I think some Japanese dude went, okay, what is biggest one in America? I know that's not a Japanese voice. What is the biggest one in America? And then, you know, they looked it up and it turned out AT&T is the biggest provider.
So
they thought, oh, this
is how much one. Do you bet that the PSV is going to be on Orange or Vodafone?
Yeah, that's pretty likely. I mean, isn't it AT&T bought T-Mobile or...
Virgin Wireless bought T-Mobile.
Oh, I thought it was AT&T bought T-Mobile.
I'm not 100% sure, but it doesn't really matter.
Also, it turns out Orange now owns T-Mobile, so it's probably AT&T owns Orange, owns T-Mobile. I don't know for sure.
Oh, it's like a match made in heaven.
Do you know the biggest merger ever in the global economy ever was between Time and Warner.
Mm.
No, I mean
Time Intel Warner. And Apple.
Was it Time Warner and AOL? I can't remember. I think it was Time Warner and AOL. Yeah. Anyway. So moving on, those are some cool games that are coming out on the launch day of the PlayStation Vita. As well as that, Ken Levine announced when he was on stage that they're bringing a new Bioshock to PlayStation Vita. This will not be anything to do with Bioshock 1, 2, or Bioshock Infinite. It's
this one will literally game. Be called Bioshock.
Yeah, it's going to be called Bioshock. You play a little boy called Temmie. All you can say is Temmie, and you're watching South Park at home alone masturbating. Cameron's Friday night. Okay, so final thing that Sony announced is this PlayStation Display, which seems pretty cool. It's a 24-inch TV.
Mm.
It's 3D. Wow. And it has this unique... Well, not yet. I mean, it's the only one you can buy right now, but this technology's been around for a while without you being able to buy it. Literally, if you're playing, say, MotorStorm Apocalypse, or you have to be playing a 3D-enabled game, right? And then they'll be able to code it in. That you can do this. Say if you're playing Resistance Free, right? And you're playing split screen with your buddy, right?
Your buddy.
Say we're playing around my house. And we're playing a split screen. Instead of split screen, if we're playing on the TV, we put on the glasses, you know, we turn on the glasses, play the game, play on the split screen. We will each see our screen as the full screen.
Oh, yes. So in 3D, in-plane switching technology.
Yeah, because it just shows the two images laid on top, and the glasses separate it so that we can only see our screen.
That's pretty cool. That's going to have some horrible interlacing problems, I bet you.
No, because it's all controlled through the glasses flipping. Plus, it, you know, it's layered over the top. It's a little complicated because pixels are they're sent to different directions rather than interlace across the screen.
Mm.
I mean, interlace is bad anyway. I mean, I'd say bad, it's just not as good as
yeah.
P. So, I mean, it is because, you know, it's all diagonal lines. Okay? That's why it makes, like, text look bad and, like, the lines and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, so you can see your individual screen. That's cool because, you know, you get more of the screen. So, you know, I mean, when you're playing on, like, a TV and it kind of makes it smaller because you're playing split screen, you wouldn't have this problem. It's already a small TV, but then again, you think, hey, at least it's not like half.
It's not really that small when you consider that even in split screen, it's going to be
both. Because, I mean, what would that size? That'd be like the equivalent of probably, I don't know, like a...
Just slightly larger than your old one.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if you, like, plus the two screens together and you kind of even it out, what the size of
split screen. It'd be a 48-inch TV.
Well, like, because you also lose two squares. I don't know.
Some games do, some games don't.
Anyway, yeah, I also add sort of like, if we were playing like competitively, I'm like, ah, we'll sneak a look at you. Oh, no, I can't. Unless, you know, I flip.
Basically, stop screen peeking, which is quite good, actually.
Yeah, which is awesome. Okay, this is coming out in September, and they're doing a bundle of it. They haven't said how much in.
Which kind of screws over the hardcore audience, which are more likely to get it, but.
I don't know where it'll be on its own. It probably will after a while, but straight away, it's. The bundle will be... No, it's not with a PS3. It's, you know, a bundle.
Oh. Right.
Oh,
no, I thought you meant they were going to do, like, the PlayStation Ultimate Gaming Bundle or something that comes with it.
No, like that. But... okay, for $500, I don't know how much it's going to be in pounds, speculate, you know, you get Resistance Free, you get the PlayStation Display, which is the TV, you get one pair of glasses and a HDMI cable. Now, one pair of glasses is the thing that gets me here, right?
Trying to mark it up.
They advertise a split screen thing, and they go, "Here's one pair of glasses.
You got to share them
with monoculars." Yeah, you just crack them in half. No, I think another pair of glasses is $60, which is cheaper than like they used to be, because they used to be like $100. Yes, BJ, you're back.
Can't you just use the cheap ones from cinema?
No, they use IMAX 3D. This will probably be stereoscopic.
Yeah, stereoscopic 3D works with the glasses you wear. They actually have to have batteries in them, like tiny batteries. It flickers via the eyes. So in this, you know, it would only show the left eye for like for one person's screen, and only the right eye for the other person's screen. It's 24 inches. It's 1080p. Looks pretty good.
I know that something was 24 inches right now. Why did everyone just go quiet?
Because there was no comeback to that.
No, none at all.
It was just too easy.
So, Ben, you checked out sound shapes quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
Yeah, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, see? I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's interesting. It's a new idea. It's got some good stuff going for it.
Sort of effect. I didn't really understand like how the music would affect the levels, but...
And like you create the music, and then it—I don't know. It affects it somehow.
Yeah.
Avoid things, and you avoid the red, and the... anyway.
But yeah. Interesting.
Okay, moving on to Nintendo. Now we haven't got much stuff to talk about Nintendo.
Thank God.
What about Nintendo? We do have to talk about. We could talk about it for a while if we wanted to. Okay, so we're going to cover the 3DS stuff first, which isn't that much. They announced some new games. They showed us some more stuff for the games already going. They showed off this new Mario game.
Brilliant.
Which is
just what we need, like a 43rd Mario game.
It's like a mix between
which
Mario
is
64.
Exactly the same.
Wait, did you say 43rd Mario games?
It's about that, yeah.
Yeah.
Or 43 Mario games was, that Mario has starred in.
Mario has starred in over 200 games. When I found out this fact, okay, this is
really?
An actual fact.
What the
it was
fuck?
Like 3 years ago.
What the fuck?
That's insane, right?
Right. I'm googling list of games Mario has appeared in.
Jesus. Can't be 200. It just can't be.
It is.
Yes. It is over 200.
Fuck.
Oh my god. Oh, so many.
Send me this
list.
Anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Super Street Fighter Nintendo IP edition.
Anyway, the new game is it's a mix between Mario 64 and Super Mario Galaxy sort of style.
Mm.
Looks pretty good. Apparently, the 3D adds to depth perception, but I have never liked 3D.
Apparently, the 3D revolutionizes Mario, but I am skeptical on this.
Just to go back to that display TV thing, I'm interested in buying one purely because of the split screen thing. I don't like 3D at all. I mean, it's very much, I need a TV for going away to uni, so.
Mm.
Anyway, they showed off Mario Kart for the 3DS and Luigi's Mansion 2, which, if they come up with a new IP, we might see a pig fly. Anyway.
Yeah.
When have Nintendo ever done that? The closest they ever came to was Wii Sports.
Like, they haven't come up with a new IP since Pikmin on the GameCube.
Oh dear.
Isn't there a new Pikmin coming out?
Yeah, yep. It's going to come out for the Wii U, and it's only been announced in passing.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a screenshot thing saying the name.
It was just a paragraph of text saying, we're going to make this game. It's called Pikmin.
It was the post.
See you guys in 3.5 years.
And they were sitting down, and then one of them went, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm making Pikmin 2. That was it. Anyway, so they announced a new console. Something for the hardcore. Something that's going to bring us back. It's like a tablet little thing, and you still would use your Wiimotes if you're a second player. And. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So in other words, it's basically a DS but consoleized.
Yeah, it's like if they just said, hey, now you can hook up your DS to your Wii.
Which some games actually did that, so
Some games did that for the PSP. If you have a PSP and you have Gran Turismo 5, you use it like a rear view mirror.
Mm.
So it's called the Wii U, which it's a little iffy. It's kind of like from
The best thing about the Wii U is if you say it really like high pitched and really fast, it sounds like a police siren.
I was like, yeah, I get it. Wii U.
That's about the most interesting thing there is about the Wii U.
And that in itself is more fun than most Wii games.
Just shouting Wii U.
Yeah.
Okay, they talked about it for a while, but they showed us some like clips and stuff, but no actual games, okay? All the things they showed to people were stuff that you... they're just tech demos, right? You know when they announce a new console and they show some really interesting stuff off and you're like, damn, I want to play that. And then you never actually put it like on a disc. Seriously, a disc of minigames or some of the things they showed would be pretty good.
What, you mean like the bird one? Wow, it can render 720p video. Yay! What can't do that anymore?
No, I mean, the only game that was... Okay, there were two games that were shown off, and they weren't Nintendo ones. There was one by the people who made Rayman Raving Rabbids, which is it's a first-person shooter where the enemies kind of look like the rabbits, except they're all mutated. It's like... Everything's like immature sort of looking, and you like blow their faces off and shit. So if you hate the Rayman Raving Rabbids,
you are fucked.
Buy this shit. And like the multiplayer for that game is quite unique. It's one person has a Wiimote and the nunchuck, and they go around like shooting the enemies. And another person in the room will be holding the tablet. They'll be able to see the map from like a top down perspective.
Is this the one where one person places them and one person
Yeah, another person has to kill them, which is very interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But then if you don't have the second person, you're a bit fucked.
It's showed off some video for Aliens, Colonial Marines, whatever, which...
Looks suspiciously like Alien vs. Predator from, 2 years ago?
Way worse graphics, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, they've only just started making it or whatever, but it kind of brings into question. They showed off, like, a load of gameplay... videos for, ooh, these are the third party games coming to it, and it's like, ooh, wow, Batman Arkham Asylum, so it's coming out a year later, and this footage is taken off the 360, you say.
And Battlefield, which looks suspiciously like the PS3 or Xbox 360 version as well.
Alright, but a lot of people pledged that they're going to do stuff for it, and that they are, but you know, I mean, it's like the Ubisoft guy comes like, yes, we are very interested in making these Wii U games. And it's like, okay, first of all, start speaking French. And second of all, you're just going to make Dance Central. No, like, I just dance, I mean. Just, you know, like, 100 of them, and we're going to shoot you in the face because you're a dick. Make more Assassin's Creed. yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We don't know what developers are going to do for it. I mean, what interesting stuff have you guys seen?
I know that the Wii U has a triple core.
That's not confirmed. A lot of different people have been saying different things. Yeah, I've heard things like saying that developers got underclocked Wii Us. I've heard things saying that.
Oh, and apparently, ATI raid on 4870. But again, that could be a rumor.
I mean, they haven't finished what the inside is going to be. It's coming out next year, 2012, the year of the year world ends, according to the Aztecs in that movie. With that dude.
2012.
Yeah. Really, really bad movie.
Yeah, with that dude in it. I can't remember his name. Or what else he's in. He's in Hot Tub Time Machine. Yeah. That's a good movie.
I wish I had a Hot Tub Time Machine.
I wish I had a hot tub.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And a time machine. And I put my hot tub in my time machine.
Then I'd have a hot tub time machine.
I'd be like Doctor Who always commenting about the swimming pool, and I'd delete it in a different episode. I'd be like, gotta get rid of the swimming pool. Anyway.
Okay.
Do you guys really care about the Wii U? I mean, when they announced it, did you think, oh yeah, I'll buy that? Or did you think, fuck this shit, fuck Nintendo?
I thought it looked stupid.
Yeah.
Looked really dumb.
Mm. I mean, when you see it, a lot of people were questioning, is that the console? But no, they were just showing off the tablet, and the console was actually in the background.
It looks like an ugly DVD. Actually, what I noticed was the other console looks like a Mac Mini. I'm just saying.
The reason the Wii was so popular, though, was because of how simple it was and how everyone can just pick it up and play it. And now with the Wii U, it just looks sort of overcomplicated and yet.
Yeah, I mean, do not trust the older generation with touch screens. I mean,
yeah.
My mom got an iPhone and she still hits it like she's trying to smash the crap out of it. Why can't I go into my contacts? Because you're pressing the iPod button.
You know the trackpad for like MacBooks and stuff? You know, they spent like $100 million. On the trackpad just to make sure, like, just to, like, they spend that much on testing and making it for not, you know, when you click in, right? Mm-hmm. To make sure you wouldn't break the glass. No matter what.
Oh, dear.
100 million, that's crazy.
Yeah, anyway,
I mean,
Steve Jobs has too much money, it would seem.
No, he doesn't. He spends all his money, seriously, I mean, all of it, all on turtlenecks. Anyway, do you see that HD Zelda they showed off?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, all it is a simulation. Well, it's not even a simulation. It's like a video, right? But there is he's like, look, just to show you it's running off the engine, I'm going to change the lighting. I'm going to change the camera. It's like, you can change the camera in some movies and shit, you know? I mean, this isn't proving you can actually run what this looks like on your console. It's very, like, shifty and stuff. And especially how they went with the...
Nintendo, it's either all smoke and mirrors or they'll just deny it.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know, not
like,
Skyward Sword.
You remember
Sword,
the Virtual Boy?
Zelda,
it pretty much made people's eyes bleed.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, Chris. Anyway, okay, let's move on from Nintendo because we've been going on for a while.
Next.
Okay, we're just going to third party. Okay, I'm just going to mention these real quick. If you guys are really interested, let's stop on one. All right, first of all, Tomb Raider. I mean, did you guys see the gameplay for this? It looked really good.
I think I did, but I don't really remember it.
It sort of had the Uncharted 3 vibe to it, but that could simply be because it's the similar sort of...
It's a little ironic, right, that Uncharted took everything it had from Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider is trying to take it back. But it's a lot more...
Well, the cool thing is the sort of feeling that you're fighting for your life.
Yeah, I really like that.
It's more of a survival rather than I'm just going to walk around and jut up against this giant bookcase for about 3 hours because the PlayStation 1 controller is so shit.
Yeah, I think it looks better. I might buy it depending on like what other games come out this year. I mean, next year. Before the world ends.
And have you noticed that, you know, in the actual the cinematic for it, Lara Croft has an iPhone.
Really? It's an actual iPhone?
It's an iPhone. It looks exactly like an iPhone 4, but it doesn't have the branding on it, of course.
I have an iPhone.
I have the Airphone number 4.
Right, other third-party stuff, Assassin's Creed Revelations. Did you guys see the CG trailer for that?
Fuck. I hate Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. So good.
I love Assassin's Creed. So when I found out it was going to be another Ezio one, I just kind of, I was like, fuck. And then I saw the trailer for this and I kind of got a little pumped up. I was like, oh, I'm going to
on this. Yeah, it's the last Ezio one, though, so...
Yeah, I mean, he's going to die.
And it sort of... It references Altair more. Well, obviously, a lot more in this one, so...
I like the fact that you can also play segments where it's like Desmond lost in the Animus and stuff, which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's called Revelations, which means hopefully we'll get some fucking answers. Although, I doubt we're getting too much.
They've still got, another game coming out after this at least?
Yeah,
Assassin's Creed.
In an interview with one of the main dudes for Assassin's Creed, he said that, they're like, oh, are we ever going to find out all the stuff? And he's like, I like to think of it a lot like Lost. And it's like, oh, fuck.
What?
In the way you have to buy the box.
Every time you get an answer, you get more questions.
No, what that means is you have to buy the whole box set of all 5 games, and then you get a DLC, which is just a video of the actual answers.
I mean, it's very much like a... He said that he likes the fact that people are more interested in the questions rather than the answer. Which, yeah, because we want to know the fucking answer. But, you know, I mean, there's also gameplay showing up for it. I mean, that looked pretty good. I mean,
they should have made a game where you're given all the answers and you just have to figure out why.
Yeah, that's so like, that's called
no. So it's like a game. You're just running up to them, you just stab them. It's like, you've just killed your father. And then you just have to sort of, like, figure out why.
They did make that, actually. It wasn't Buzz. It was called L.A. Noir.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I said that's an awesome game. That is really good.
I'm getting that. I'll probably wait till Christmas.
I just like waving stuff in my face. Okay, so like turning it around, waving it.
Batman Arkham City. You guys looking forward to that?
Kind of, actually. I recently finished Batman Arkham Asylum, and I have to admit, for a Square Enix game, and for a
Actually, it's not really. You can't count it as their game because it was made by Black Rock Studios in Brighton.
Mm.
So. I mean, they would.
They made
it's by Rocksteady.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I said they're both in Bright. Shut up.
Blackrock Studios only make racing games.
Yeah, I know. I realized
and
that.
And they're done by Disney. Yeah.
I meant they both have similar names. Anyway.
I recently played it and I actually found it quite enjoyable. I found it like a quite good game. It was fun.
Actually, Warner Brothers bought Rocksteady. Yeah, but so they pretty much say
just be quiet, David. You're digging yourself a hole.
And that's true. They bought.
So in the next Batman game, he'll have Bugs Bunny ears.
No, that'd be
get
Disney. Disney. That's the Warner Brothers, not Disney.
That's confirmed, guys. That's confirmed.
Oh god, I should just shoot myself. Anyway. So you're going to be able to play as Catwoman in, like, about 10% of the game. It's devoted to her. Also, Robin's going to be a downloadable challenge room person. Could be in the game, who knows. What about that stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Me.
Even though, for a Batman game, I'd just much rather it just be about Batman.
I mean, I'm interested in the Catwoman stuff, not really. Robin, never been interested in Robin. I don't have anything against them.
I mean, I don't hate the guy. I went out drinking with him once, but he just doesn't seem like the kind of guy I'd call a bro, man. You know what I mean?
I trust Robin more than I trust Batman. I mean, it's like... Then again, I trust Batman with something more than I trust Robin with something. Because you can't really trust a kid, like a 10-year-old kid who also hung around with an old man.
To be honest, Robin for me has always been a girl's name, and I never trust a guy that has a girl's name.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you kind of put that, for example, if you know someone from a young age who has like, I knew someone named Robin when I was like, I don't know, like 5.
Was it your car? Was it Robin Reliant by any chance?
It was my Robin Reliant. And, you know, so I think that name's a girl's name, but then, you know, if you know, like, I knew a Sam who was a boy, and they're both like guy girl names, but. If someone has like
unisex,
if I ever meet like a girl named Sam, I'm like, that's a guy's name. Or, you know, like a
Jamie.
Yeah, that's a guy's name.
Ashley and things like that.
It's a guy's name.
Danny.
See, it's just because you know you can associate Danny. What?
I have a guy called Danny. I have a girl called Danny.
They should be shot. Danny's a guy's name.
Oh, Danny boy.
It's my funeral. You've seen about some jackass named Danny boy.
I don't know. If Danny ends in an I, then you know that she's going to be, you know, dirty.
Well, what is it? If it ends in an I, it's dirty, and if it ends in a L-Y, it's...
Danley.
I can't remember. There's some sort of rule with that. Danley what? No, I mean, like, Lily or some shit. Jesus Christ. Back to the video game.
What's your name? My name is Danielle.
Oh, maybe not.
Are you very manly, Danley?
What?
Anyway.
Okay, anyway. So what about Bioshock Infinite? Voted best of show by a lot of people. I know Colin's really looking forward to it. That he's dead.
I've never given a shit about any Bioshock game, really.
I only started playing Bioshock recently, so I'm still not quite into it yet.
I watched Andrew play about 70% of the first one, so I know pretty much all the story. But Bioshock 1 was one of those kind of games that I prefer to watch rather than play. Mm-hmm. But I think
Bioshock 1 was a lot more focused on story than it was gameplay.
Mm. I love story in games. It's kind of really intriguing.
Have to do the pipe game over and over again.
Oh god, that's so annoying.
I hope there's none of that in Infinite.
I went through a Bioshock 1 a while ago on Mac, and god, that pipe game just...
You know what you should do, Ben? You should copy that to my hard drive.
I don't have it anymore.
I'm going to kill you.
I deleted it.
On another note, Team Fortress 2 is now 31% downloaded. We're doing well.
On another note, Team Fortress 2 is now free.
On Steam. So if you're now going out running to buy the orange box for free, just stop it.
Actually, I feel sorry for people that I know that are like quite into Team Fortress 2, but they're like, oh, I'll just buy the Xbox 360 version. It's like, not only is the Xbox 360 version gimped, you've now wasted your money.
Well, no, not really, because they still get it for free, don't they?
They can still buy it for free now. Like, why would you want to play the Xbox version once you've got the PC version, which is infinitely better?
Anyone who bought...
Well, I wish we were talking about Bioshock Infinite next instead of just now, because then I would have... Speaking of Infinite, anyway. Yeah, I'm going to download that probably like tomorrow, so...
Yeah, I'm downloading it now. That tonight.
I've had it downloaded for the past year.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to download it.
As you know, Team Fortress 2 is a world-renowned hat simulator. If you pay for the game, you get the proof of purchase, which is like a World War II helmet.
So you can still buy the game?
No, for people who bought the game before.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it's free, but if you want to, you can buy it.
No, it's not one of those pay-what-you-want pieces of crap. Fuck that.
I really hate those ones, because it's like...
I got trined for that. I got trined for 0.1 pennies.
Really?
Yeah.
I just bought trine.
I mean, I always hate those things, because I want to give them the fair amount, but I've never bought one, because I think I can't judge it until I've played it. You know, I want to play
have
it.
They
usually have an option to change what you paid for it, so you could buy it for a penny.
All right.
And then if you
I mean, it's just I've seen it. I haven't ever done it on Steam. I've seen it on other stuff. Okay, just moving on quickly. Skyrim showed off a battle between you and a dragon.
Yeah.
So you like picked up
that looked pretty cool.
Even though it looked oddly scripted, even though they said it wasn't.
No, I think they chose a specific video. They probably had loads, and they thought, this is a good one because he picks up a giant.
Yeah.
They had that, there was that other dragon, like a lightning dragon or some shit, that's facing all the way. Pretty cool.
I am looking forward to that game. That game.
Speaking of that,
I think your copy of Oblivion, David, I still need to give that to you.
I mean, I think you agreed about that thing. I went back, tried to play Oblivion again.
I can't do it.
I spent over 200 hours on it. I've looked on my PS5.
Oh, man.
And
I mean, I played that constantly. Do you remember, Ben, when I first got my Xbox?
Yeah.
Christmas 2007. Yeah. It was just me and you playing, baseball on Halo 3, the map variant, the Gravity Hammers and the Mongooses, and I was like, fuck this shit, I'm playing Oblivion. And then I played Oblivion till about March.
I mean, Ben, I think you did this as well. You went back, I mean, we tried to go back and play, that's why you got my version.
I can't do it,
You stated so much, the control just shitty as hell. And at that point, I'm sort of glad about Skyrim. It's good. And plus the loading. I mean, I don't want it to load every time we go through a fucking door.
There is so much loading in Oblivion. It's ridiculous.
And it has the same problem that Fallout has, which is that NPCs have problems with ladders. That's what everywhere is. Yeah.
Bonesy. Come on, Bonesy.
David, do you remember, what was it, like 3 in the morning around yours with Cameron? And then Cameron's like, that woman's in the fire. She was my mother. I made 3 extra holes.
Yeah, we were playing a blimp for like 6 hours that day. The camera made like a new character. At the beginning, he started collecting skulls and he named them all Bonesy.
Actually, I couldn't even remember his character, Noreek.
He refused to use a weapon.
His character was called Noreek.
Norimac. It's his name backwards.
Norimac, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he, at one point, because he picked up a skull, and he was just hovering in front of him, like, holding it, and he literally, the first enemy he saw, he went up to him, waving it in their face, going, say hello, Bonesy! And the enemy didn't attack him for, like, 3 seconds, he just stood there, kind of looking at the skull, like, the fuck is this shit? That's some really fun times. Like, I had two staffs in the game, right? I had one which can bring people back to life and another that can clone them. So what we used to do is bring people back to life, clone them, make them fight their clone. No matter who dies, they both die. Amazing. So much good. One thing I'm really going to miss about when I play Skyrim is I am no longer going to be the Grey Fox.
No. And that's just... That sucks.
And the Thieves Guild's in it. But apparently the Dark Brotherhood's not. Or at least they haven't announced it yet.
Which Dark Brotherhood was the best quest
line. It was
the
best one. Because you get to kill people. Oh, do you know that one like, where you have to drop the like moose head to that dude? Kill him.
Yeah.
And the Shivering Isles is just brilliant, I have to admit.
I think it's so good.
I never played it.
I didn't play that, so I played the Knights of the Night.
Imagine Shivering Isles was... imagine the normal game, apart from it's fucked up.
It's on crack. It's crazy. The one where you kill the person by dropping
guards,
money.
All the guards are like in bikinis.
Then you get like some sort of prostitute whore slave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. I remember in Oblivion, I had this, you could get invisibility spells. I maxed out one of my, not the invisible spell, but the chameleon skill, which turns you completely invisible. So not even you can see you. And it was 100% it was like 40 seconds. But within those 40 seconds, I've got that back and more in my magic. So I just do it again. And also, and then after that, what ages later, I managed to get my sneak skill.
So you have like a 101% reflect damage.
Oh yeah, I had 110% reflect damage on, 110% shielding, and I had 40% reflect damage on my character because of my shield, my rings, and my hood and shit. And
the best part of Oblivion had to be the Dagger of Friendship, though. Does 1 damage on strike, but it heals 10 points per hit.
At one point, me and Cameron were fucking about, and I had poison apples, which I stole from you, the head of the Dark Brother, before you become the head. Before I killed him, actually, I think. Anyway, yeah, so I ate an apple, went to sleep, woke up, immediately dying.
Actually, the funniest thing was, you know the Blackwood Company Ring of Suicide, or whatever it is, you know, the one you put on and you burn to death?
Yeah,
you can reverse pickpocket it so you can make NPCs wear it and then they just burn to death.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. I remember one point I got my sneak skill so high that I was in sneak mode, but I was in front of an NPC moving around and they couldn't detect me. It was hilarious. Okay, so I can all tell we're really looking forward to Skyrim.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah,
I have so yeah. many of those like really good kind of fucking talking about moments. Okay, last third-party things which we're going to mention on. It's two games, but we're going to talk about them as one. It's Modern Warfare 3 and Battlefield 3. Two games.
Battlefield 3 looks absolutely amazing.
It does have some good...
Modern Warfare 3 looks exactly the same.
No.
As in the way it looks. Whereas Modern Warfare 3 looks like Apocalypse Now, and Battlefield 3 looks like Hurt Locker, sort of looks-wise.
No, Ben, have you seen the tank gameplay yet for Battlefield 3?
It's boring as hell. You're in a tank.
I was talking about Modern Warfare 3. That's the same, not Battlefield. Battlefield looks awesome.
No, but I mean, it does look boring, but it is just, oh my god, it just shows off what Frostbite 2 can do.
Yeah,
literally.
It's a really impressive engine, isn't it? I mean, would you guys get either one of them from what you've seen?
I'd probably get Battlefield, just because I need a new shooter. But Halo Anniversary is coming out this year, isn't it? So I'll probably just wait for that. Halo.
And also Uncharted 3.
Yeah.
Because you'll have a PS3.
Don't have PlayStation yet.
You'll have one by the time it comes out.
It's going to be the game I'll play the most.
Even though I'll have to buy and send it to you. You're not.
Fair enough.
All right, if you insist.
Sometimes I'm just going to have to take out like a game like subscription thing for like Blockbusters and start sending you all the games. Like, Ben, I bought this for you. Oh, wow. It's
good. Yeah, you've got to take it back in 7 days.
I probably won't get you for that.
Maybe. Yeah, why does it say rental copy on it?
Okay. Oh my god, did you hear about that story? Which was about the, Bobby Kotick, the main guy at Activision, right? He wanted to check out Battlefield 3 And obviously,
oh, I remember Activision, telling me about this. He got declined, didn't he?
Yeah, he got declined because he badmouthed Battlefield 3 in an interview like the day before or something, and then he went to see it. Yeah, and then apparently, like they just went, oh, I'll just have to check, and they went, and they're like, no, no, you can't see our game. Fuck you. Obviously, politely, but you know, they're like, no, there's no way we'll let you see.
Speaking of used car sales, when we said before, he would do that. Bobby Credit would sell a used car to a fucking pensioner, even if it didn't have an engine.
Fucking trolley as a car, Jesus Christ.
He really would.
It's got 5 speeds. As long as you can.
Got 5 speeds. It's called flat, incline, decline, and push. By the way, you'll need a step and step push
button. You might need to buy some new wheels for it. He doesn't speak like this, but I assume he would have a list, even though he doesn't. Okay, so, you know, they're just more old shit. I mean, Modern Warfare 3 is just kind of like, fuck off already.
It's just more,
I mean,
more of Modern Warfare.
Dollars out of the industry every year. I mean, it's kind of like, leave some for everybody else.
You know what's really bad? I haven't played Black Ops in about 4 months.
I didn't even buy Black Ops. That's how bored I am of Modern Warfare.
I didn't buy Modern Warfare 2 until like January this year.
Well, I'm paying to buy it. Me.
Yeah, same.
No, but
and I've only played
Black Ops. Yeah.
Okay, moving on. What do you guys? What was the best like game or trailer or whatever you saw at the show?
Crow Hounds 2.
Ben,
there was no Crow Hounds 2. Ben.
Damn it!
What was the best real thing you saw at the show?
I'm still excited about Halo myself. I'm just
such a
Halo fangirl.
There's a fangirl.
Yeah.
Forza 4, I have to admit. I'm really looking forward to Forza 4.
Oh, also, Far Cry 3 looks compared to Far Cry 2.
Well, yeah, Far Cry 2 was horrible.
Yeah.
What's the best thing you saw, and what's the thing that beat your expectations the most? The sort of
Definitely Forza 4. The thing that you kind of thought was going to be
right, and it came out as amazing. No. I mean, it's not hard to make cars look real, though. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, seriously.
Yeah, but let's be honest. They're the easiest things to make look real. Yeah.
Well, the easiest
things to model.
Let's get it straight. Polyphony Digital had 6 years to do that, and they still fucked it up, so it can't be that easy.
It is easy. Like, when my uni course, the modelers...
Polyphony Digital, 6 years, making Gran Turismo 5, it still looks like ass.
Yeah, first of all, that's not their name. If it's all written down, let's say it correctly, so I can tell you.
Sorry, I call it Polyphony Digital because they're a bunch of phonies. You're a big, fat phony.
The first thing we were told on the modelling unit of my university course was, the easiest thing to do is a car, so don't do it.
What about a ball?
And 90% of people still did do it, so...
What about a ball?
Well, you're not going to get any marks for a ball, are you?
It's a ball, but it's got
depends
a face
on detail.
Ball
to make a ball, you just click a button and drag.
Yeah.
It depends if you have dynamic shading on it.
Do you like my character? It's a ball. Yeah, he's called Mr. Ball and Balson. Right. I think I'm going to give you an F. Yeah, but everything in the game is a ball. Everything in your game is a ball. Yeah.
It's called Sphere.
How many polygons does it have? 3 billion trillion. Oh, God.
They're really well-rendered circles.
Look, you can't even tell.
I think the thing that like smashed my expectations the most, I mean, I wasn't really thinking, oh, it's going to be good old Tomb Raider. I mean, it's just from thinking, not really in my view at all, to, damn, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, oh my
god. We'll have to wait and see how it goes, though, really. With
I mean, we will see.
I'm not really into Tomb Raider, so I'm not really excited at all.
Ranger
really
Tomb.
Like the previous ones, so. I mean, I like the ones back in PlayStation 1, but I can't go back and play them because it's just so like just
I mean speaking of going back to Oblivion and saying they have bad controls, going back to like PlayStation 1 Tomb Raider is like fucking going back into Dark Ages.
It depends on the game going back really, because I mean alright, if you go back and you play
Crash Bandicoot actually is okay on the D-pad, stuff like that is
really
fine
good, right? Yeah, yeah. If you like play like Crash or whatever, you look at the graphics and they look pretty decent. But you look at Tomb Raider, but because they tried to make it more detailed, it's less kind of cartoony-ish. The graphics do not hold up well at all.
You want to see Tomb Raider without 3D acceleration on PC. Now that is ugly. The whole screen is black except for like walls.
That's the user non.
Did you know the only reason that Lara Croft has a backpack in Tomb Raider 1 is because they couldn't get the textures right, so they had a big patch and they had to cover it with a backpack?
Doesn't surprise me.
That is amazing. Okay, rounding out the episode. Ben, if you'd like to plug it.
All right, oh, I'm going to plug it. Right, if you want to email us, you can send us an email.
Oh, if you want to call us, you can call us on the phone. Just pick up your phone and call us on the phone. Hello.
AppearingOffline@gmail.com. You can join our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/appearingoffline. You can follow us on Twitter at offlinecoms without a space. And if you really want to, you can write us a listener review on iTunes. Boom!
I love that you did that again. That's one of my favorite outtakes from us. It's just your phone thing. I mean, the email phone. It's like, if you want to, and the callers, like, if you want to call us on the phone, or you have to just pick up your phone and be like, hello, I'm on my phone.
But really, it would have been so bad if you just let me continue, apart from just premature laughed and took the piss out of it.
So funny. Although I'm pretty sure it doesn't beat the stupidity of, did you know you can dislocate your testicle?
Oh, God, yeah. Well, Colin, we have news? Do we have news?
Yeah, Colin's like, okay, now in the news. And then Colin's like, we have news? What the fuck is this news? Who told me we have news?
What is this?
And he's like, oh, yeah, this huge thing written down in front of me.
Well, I'm not a dumb. Colin has a glow stick, but Ben wants a glow stick.
Why did you point at me? I didn't point at you. Yeah, you are. Anyway, if you haven't already, go listen to our outtakes. It's like an hour or maybe 40 minutes long.
Yeah, our outtakes are actually on YouTube. I should point that out. It's just search Appearing Offline Outtakes Bargain Bin on YouTube.
Yeah, or if you, you know, I mean, you just go onto our iTunes, you can download it. Or if it's one-on-one still on there.
And Episode Ninja 2 you can also download.
You know who are good ninjas then?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, good ninjas.
Okay, anyway, it's been David. Ben and BJ, offline.
Offline.
Offline. Appearing offline.